Yes, good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Jody, and I'll be, Lord willing, with you this week, looking at some scriptures, and hopefully you'll be challenged and encouraged. It always is a blessing to be able to share the Word of God, no matter if it's with a few or many. God seems to pull out His blessing as we go through His Word, and it is food for us all. It's encouraging to us, and I hope this morning that you'll be blessed by some meditation here that I've been thinking on myself. Has been a blessing, and I trust it'll be a blessing for you as well. And I know I say this every time we come together, but it's because it's the truth that God is in the business of encouraging and blessing His people as they look to Him, as they feed on His Word. You will get a blessing, and that's very encouraging. Well, today I would like to take a look at some scripture, and the subject that we'll be talking about today, and Lord willing, through at least part of this week, is being content. And I'd like to look at what the Bible says about being content. We can ask people all around, what does it mean to be content, and you'll get many, many different answers, I'm sure. But it's good for us always to go back to the Bible, see what does the Bible say. And that gives us a foundation on which we can build. And we can build with confidence that the Bible instructs us and gives us these things. We can take them to heart. We can apply them in our lives. We can trust that God will bless that as we do. So I would like to just kind of put into your mind this morning about being content. I want you to ask yourself the question, am I content? Would somebody that is describing you, would they use content as one of the words to describe you with? And I believe that this is a subject that applies to every man that is on the face of this earth, or ever has been, or ever will be, is being content. What does it take for you and I, and for all of mankind, to be content? And so that's what we'll be, Lord willing, taking a look at least partially this week, about being content. And what does the Bible say about being content? I'd like to just, I'll read you a passage this morning, and I'd like you to think about this throughout the rest of the week, and we'll come back in reference to this. But I'm going to be reading out of Philippians chapter 4. This is Paul writing to the Philippian church. And of course, this is the Word of God, so it's not just exclusively to the Philippians. It's for you and I. And so let's see what we can find here. Philippians chapter 4. And I'd like to read verses 9 through 13. I'll actually start in verse 8 because he's giving some encouragement here. He's saying, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. There's the key here. We need to think, meditate. God is encouraging us to think on these kinds of things. And if it doesn't fit into that category, we need to not meditate and think on those things, which is a huge amount of things. But God wants us to meditate and think on these things, what He just listed here. Verse 9 says, those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Now, you notice that Paul here, he's wanting to make sure that what he has been teaching, he is also living out. And that's a very important thing in our day and age and in every day and age, that you can't teach something and do something else. It takes away from that teaching. I think we'd all agree with that. He's saying, those things that you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace will be with you. And that's encouraging there as well. But verse 10 says, but I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. And there's the word that I'd like to talk about, which we've already mentioned this morning, is being content. And he says, I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere in all things I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now, I'd like you to think about this scripture, and if you get an opportunity, I'd like you to read this through again and be meditating on this. It's Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 through 13. And I just want to challenge you with these words here about especially being content. And I believe there's some keys in here that will help us understand what it means scripturally about to be content and how we can accomplish and attain that very goal of being content. And so, Lord willing, we'll look at more scriptures as we go throughout this, but I just want to focus right now on this, where Paul is saying, verse 11 says, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state that I am therewith to be content." And so that's something I'd like to ask ourselves. Are we content? It, like I said before, if somebody were to describe us, would they use the word content? Would that be a fitting word to describe your life and mine and people that are naming the name of Christ? Would they call us a content people? And I think that's an honest question to ask and a very important question to ask. I know there was, I had heard a story before, and they had taken a survey of the wealthiest people in the United States, I'm not sure if it's the world or whatever, but they asked a rich man, they said, the question that was posed to him was, how much money does it take to be happy? And that happy there was, you could put the word for happy, you could put content right there. It's the same, it has the same idea. How much money does it take to be content or to be happy? And the answer was quite amazing, but it makes a lot of sense. The answer this rich person gave was just a little bit more. Now, I'd like you to think about that a moment in respect to our lives. Now, are we content? Now, are we content here in this life? The rich man said, when asked, how much money does it take to be content? He said, just a little bit more. In other words, it's unattainable through riches. This man was being honest. And he had more money than probably any of us will ever see in our lifetime. And to be happy, he knew that there was not contentment. And he said, just a little bit more. Now, I believe that answer is universal. I believe it applies to everybody. And I also believe that it's God's mercy, that money does not and will not, it cannot make us content. Because if we could be content with money, we would have no need for God. We wouldn't have this longing inside to seek out our holy God, our holy Maker, the one who created us, the one who created all things, Jehovah, Almighty God. And if money was able to make us content, well, then we would just never seek the Lord. We wouldn't have any reason to. We'd be content. We'd be happy. But the answer that this rich man gave was very, very honest. And I think very profound. It takes a little bit more. Because you see, a little bit more will never ever be finished. If he got a little bit more tomorrow, it would still be just a little bit more. And I think as we look at this, and as we examine our own hearts, we'll understand that this man's answer was very, very accurate. Just a little bit more. And I want you to ask that question to yourself. And it doesn't have to be just money. It can be whatever is our goal. The question that I'd like to ask ourselves is, do we struggle with being content? And I know if we're honest with ourselves and before God, we'll have to say, yes, you know, there's things I struggle with about being content. And I'd like for us to examine that and to see how we can take a scriptural view of being content and how God wants us to be content. So, with that, I trust that you'll be thinking this over a little bit, and you'll be asking yourself the question, am I content, or am I on this treadmill that's going nowhere, and just saying to myself, just a little bit more, it'll be okay then, just a little bit more. I found myself in that little scenario, and you know how the treadmill works. You just walk and walk and walk and walk. But you're actually you're never going anywhere. You're just moving your legs, and you're getting nowhere. Now there are probably some benefits to a treadmill, but the idea here is that there's never an end to it. There's always just a little bit more. You can keep going, and you're getting nowhere. And so I'd like you to meditate on that and think on it. And like I say, Lord willing, we're going to take a look at what the Bible says about being content and how we can have that fulfilled in our lives as we seek the Lord and look at the way He describes being content and what it means for you and I to be content. So, again, I want to encourage you to think these things over. Read if you have the opportunity, back in Philippians chapter 4, verses 9 through 13, and let's be honest with ourselves and before God, and just let Him examine our hearts and say, and see if we truly are content, as the Bible encourages us to be. So, Lord willing, we'll take a look at that tomorrow, and I hope you can join again tomorrow, and we'll see some scriptures here that I believe will encourage us, and will teach us the ways of God more perfectly, and trust that we'll be able to fulfill and walk out those things that God has put before us in His Word. So, until then, I pray that you would be trusting in the Lord God for your every need, and that you'd be having a thankful heart for all the things that God has blessed you with, that you'd be able to be content. So, may the Lord bless your day today. We pray that He prosper you in the ways of His Son, Jesus Christ. So, Lord willing, we'll meet again tomorrow morning. God bless you. Thank you. Bye.